And didn't that front door creak like a ship when it swung open for them? And I think it did open for them on its own. There certainly wasn't a hand or a lever or a spring or a robot pulling it open. What was this place? Inside the front hallway was the boy in the wheelchair, the woman who came with him, and a short Asian girl. Other children peered down at them with scrutiny and curiosity from the second floor railing. But the boys got the feeling that wasn't the only thing staring at them. Was that a jar of eyeballs in the nook of the big bay window? I don't like the looks of this place, said Leroy. It's creepy. Can we leave now? Leave before you eat, little Leroy? When I've been spending all afternoon working on the gathering feast? My thousand meat spice pies? I don't think so. That last voice was Mrs. Wobbles. And when she burst into the room through the dining room door, all her bangles jangling, those mighty dreadlocks bouncing, her round cheeks glowing, the boys, for the first time in 127 days and 13 hours, just had to finally give up a smile.